The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales. Welcome back, foolish mortals. Do you miss me yet? No. Well, while we sit and wait for season 3 to start, I got a bonus episode for you tonight. If you're not too scared. Tonight's terror tale is about a farmer who's keeping a murderous creature locked up on his farm. And I call this one the Purple Gorilla. Enjoy, kiddos.
When I was younger, I had an old pickup that didn't run very well. I was constantly needing to repair it, but I couldn't afford anything better. One evening, I was driving home from a camping trip in the mountains, and it started sputtering, which was not a good sign. It would soon stop running. Luckily, there was a farm ahead, so I pulled in and stopped. I knocked on the door and asked the farmer if I could use his phone to call for help. Unfortunately, he didn't have a phone all the way out there, so I asked him if I could spend the night in his barn and maybe use his tools to fix my truck in the morning. Now, you know how farmers are. Always willing to help folks out and all. So he said that would be just fine. He even invited me to have dinner before turning in for the night. We had a nice dinner of beef, potatoes, and beans. And then he showed me to the barn so I could lay out my sleeping bag on the straw. It was a really nice barn, and I was sure I would get some good night's sleep. But just as he was leaving, he said there's one thing he figured I should know about. So he took me over to a pile of straw and pushed it out of the way, revealing a trap door in the floor. He grabbed the iron ring on the door and pulled it up. There, I saw stairs heading down into the dark, and I followed the farmer down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, there was a large oak door with an iron bolt. The farmer pushed the bolt across and pulled the door open. And walked through. Down a narrow, dark tunnel, we encountered a steel door with a solid crossbar holding it closed. The farmer lifted the crossbar and struggled to open the door. And we walked on. A few yards further on was a clear door, made of bulletproof glass, 12 inches thick. It had a combination lock on it, and then I watched as the farmer opened it. 12, 23, 7, and then he swung the door open. Past this door was a huge cage made of 3-inch titanium bars, but that wasn't what caught my eye. What I saw was a huge monster inside the cage. It was gigantic. It was covered with purple fur, and it was asleep. The farmer said,
"This is what I need to show you. This is my purple gorilla, and you gotta promise me, I mean really promise me, that you will not touch him."
Well, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. Of course I'm not gonna touch that gigantic purple gorilla. And so I promised him, and I thanked him for showing me his secret. Then we made our way back to the surface. He closed the glass door and spun the lock. He closed the steel door and lowered the crossbar. Closed the oak door and slid the bolt in place. We climbed the stairs and then dropped the trapdoor close. Then he spread straw back over the trapdoor to hide it. Well, I was tired, so I laid out my sleeping bag and hit the hay. And the farmer went back to his house. But I just couldn't stop thinking about that purple gorilla. What a magnificent creature. I wonder why the farmer wouldn't want me to touch it. It was asleep, so what harm would there be? Finally, my curiosity got the best of me, and I couldn't fight it any longer. I jumped up, and I went over and brushed the straw away from the trapdoor. I grabbed the iron ring on the door and pulled it up. downstairs. I pushed the bolt on the oak door open, and I pulled the door open. And then I walked through, and I raised the crossbar on the steel door, and I struggled to pull that door open. And I walked on. I came to that 12-inch thick, bulletproof glass door, and I opened the combination lock. 12, 23, 7, and swung the door open. I walked up to that huge cage made of 3-inch round titanium bars, and I gazed at that purple gorilla that was fast asleep. And I reached out my hand, and I softly touched his fur. And he immediately jumped up and let out this blood-curdling roar, turning and staring at me with his huge blood-red eyes. Needless to say, I tore out of there as fast as I could. When I got to the glass door, and I could hear the gorilla tearing up the bars of the cage. I turned around in a time to see him ripping and bending the bars and forcing his way through. I closed the glass door, then spun the lock, and ran on. Just as I was closing that steel door, I heard the gorilla hit the glass door and it shattered into a million shards of glass. I lowered the crossbar, and I ran on. I slammed the oak door closed, just as the steel door exploded off its hinges. I slid the bolt in place, and I scurried up those stairs. Just as I was dropping the trap door, it disintegrated into slivers no bigger than a toothpick. I didn't bother spreading the straw over the trap door. Instead, I ran. I ran to my truck, hoping to escape. As I opened my truck's door, straw and wood flew out of the barn as the trap door was thrown from its hinges. And that gorilla leaped into the barnyard. He saw me as I jumped into the truck, and I tried to start it. I turned the key, and I could see the gorilla running across the yard towards me. The truck didn't start. Of course the truck will not start. I tried it again, but this time the engine turned over. And it came to life. Just as I was putting the truck in gear, the purple gorilla reached for the door. He grabbed the handle and ripped the door completely off the truck. I stomped on the gas. The engine raced, but nothing happened. The gorilla lifted the truck off the ground. And I was helpless. As I sat there helplessly, that enormous purple gorilla reached into the cab, stretched out his giant hairy hand towards me, grabbed my arm, and said,
Tag, you're it.
I think I'd have punched him right in the nose for that one. No, yes. Yes, I would have. Hey, join me over on Patreon for more bonus content and Patreon-exclusive episodes and early access to new episodes, all commercial-free. Go to www.patreon.com/Mr. Cemetery or click the link in the show notes of this episode and you can join today. Where do monsters buy cookies from? Give up? The Ghoul Scouts! Until next time, my little fiends, remember to stay spooky.